famine is making its way across Somalia and conflict within the country is slowing down chances of finding a solution. Jessica Lees, response manager at the Australian Red Cross, just returned from northern Somalia. She spoke to The Wire's Nicole Wedding about the crisis.
What we observed over there was a situation that's extremely serious. We met people in communities who hadn't eaten for up to 6 days and spoke with people who had lost their entire herds of livestock and saw children who were really on the brink of starvation, who were extremely malnourished. And if the rains don't come in April as they were scheduled to during the rainy season, then millions and millions of people are going to risk starvation and famine.
Are there any moments that stick out in your mind from your time over there?
Yeah, there was one in particular in the first community that we visited that was really an overpowering emotional moment. So we met a woman called Marion, who was the mother of a family of 6 girls, and her husband was elsewhere off trying to find work. And we were speaking to Marion, and she was telling us that before the drought, she had 50 goats, and those were sort of her livelihood, her means of generating an income. Over the past 3 years, all of those goats except one have died. And we asked her while she was telling the story if she could show us where her final goat was. And she was able to point us to a pen outside where the solitary goat was sitting in the shade. While we were standing there, it took its last few breaths and kicked out its legs and died. And it was just this extremely emotional, symbolic moment. The situation that is facing these people, that was her last real resource, and now it's gone.
How has the famine affected the ways that communities interact with each other?
It's been really interesting, and I think that that's actually one of the positive things that we saw while we were there, the resilience of communities. People really are banding together and supporting their neighbours and other families and sharing the very limited resources that they have access to. So we met people who were able to show us the amount of food that they had for the entire week, and it was just one small cup of rice. And they had actually got that cup of rice from their neighbour. So communities really are banding together and supporting each other, but it's certainly stretching communities that are already stretched to begin with.
In Somalia's case, how does conflict or politics play into things?
Conflict is one of the key drivers of food insecurity and famine in pockets of Somalia and elsewhere in the Horn of Africa. Conflict means that access to food and the ability of communities to plant crops and to grow them and to manage livestock is really interrupted because of spikes in conflict, which means that they have to leave, they have to flee over a border to become refugees or move elsewhere internally and aren't able then to produce the food that they need to either eat themselves or to sell. It also impedes humanitarian access. When it's not safe for organisations to go to communities and deliver aid, then that has severe implications for people's access to food as well. So conflict in that part of the world is a key driver, unfortunately.
What kind of work is Red Cross doing in the region?
Red Cross teams are focusing on scaling up our interventions to provide healthcare, access to clean water and cash to people who are facing extreme food insecurity. It's really important that Australians don't forget that there are these extremely vulnerable people elsewhere in the world and that we really are in such a fortunate position. So not forgetting there are people in much more desperate circumstances than we are, and whatever we can do to help is extremely important for people who literally are living day to day and don't even have the resources to be able to feed themselves on a daily basis.
Jessica Lees, response manager at the Australian Red Cross, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.